All right, we are catching up to Celtics Media Day. Having yesterday, got into the Ime Udoka stuff, and now we're hearing from some of the players and hearing from some insiders about Joe Mazzulla, who is technically the interim head coach of the Celtics. A little background on him. Chris Forsberg of NBC Sports Boston, he had this about when Derek White arrived from the San Antonio Spurs. At the trade deadline last season, the directions he was given, because he was trying to catch up on this very intense defense that Ime Udoka was running at the time.
I'll just leave you with a little nugget. Derek White was, like, when he got traded here in January, February, they sat him down and they said, look, if you need to know anything about this defense, go talk to Joe Mazzulla. And, part of that is, like, Ime's got other stuff going on, but it was, they trust Joe Mazzulla enough with the defense that he can lead him through whatever he needed to know, all the new schemes and systems. Mazzulla was in charge of the game planning for the Miami series because they felt like he gave them the best chance to scout that. And so I think they really trust his acumen on that side of the ball and his ability to build relationships.
Okay, so I like that. That's great to hear that he's so familiar with the defense and everything. I got to say, I'm not like terribly concerned with Mazzulla and the X's and O's. I'm concerned about the ego management because that's going to be the great challenge for anybody walking into the role. And Ime Udoka put on a masterclass in it in handling the team chemistry.
That's all this team needed. I mean, that's all this team really needs. I mean, yeah, X's and O's, yes. Okay, yes, it's important. You'd like to have a guy that can handle both, okay? And I felt like Ime was a guy that could handle both even though he wasn't perfect. So this guy knows the X's and O's of the defense, which is still the staple of who they are, which is great. But what happens when, you know, things don't get off to a good start? It's a rocky start, you know, and Marcus Smart is wondering, you know, he still thinks he's a top five point guard in the NBA or top three. You know, Jalen wants more respect. You know, Tatum's like, I'm an MVP candidate. What, you know, what happens when things like Brogdon's saying all the right things? Like, it's not coming in for a sixth man, but, you know, now that Robert Williams is out, why am I still a sixth man? You know, all these little things creep up. It's about egos, which is what it seemed like they respected Ime. And he got him just straightened out. I'm a little worried about this. This is probably the biggest concern you have going into the season.
Well, yeah, I mean, but there is something to, you know, like look at Steve Nash. So Steve Nash couldn't handle the egos.
No.
And this guy's an MVP Hall of Famer.
I don't know how good he was at X's and O's.
And
either.
I would add that. I don't know how good he was at that. I don't think they even respected him because they didn't trust that he was any good at it. I mean, this guy at least has been in the system, has been around. I don't think they're just going to MF him, you know, and just rip him to shreds. There is an aspect that I think they're going to try and really support him as much as possible. At least that's the way that, I mean, that I guess that's my optimistic approach to it. That, you know, listen, you're really not ready. We don't think you're ready, but we know you. We respect you. We're going to do our damnedest, and we're just not going to fight in-house. Because that really is the most important thing. The biggest issue was, like, you know, last year was like, you know, roles and, you know, shot selection and who's in charge and blah, blah, blah. We heard in the beginning of the season, but I felt like that's all over.
I don't know.
I feel like that's all over.
You can backslide. I think you can backslide
easily.
Very quickly. I want to go to Chris Mannix from Sports Illustrated because he had this little nugget. We heard the other day, Wick Grosbeck, when he was sitting down with Brad Stevens, kind of hint at, well, there was a conversation with Brad coming down, you know, from the office to coach on the sideline again. And Brad stared daggers at him and was like, absolutely freaking not. No, Joe Mazzulla is the best guy by a mile. Here's Chris Mannix talking about why Brad Stevens is absolutely not coaching in the interim role.
I think one of the bigger reasons that Joe Mazzulla was tapped for this job is that I don't think Brad Stevens and the Celtics are looking for a one-year replacement. I think they're looking for a replacement over the next few years. It is highly unlikely we see Ime Udoka ever coach the Celtics team again. And rather than Brad Stevens coming down, something he didn't want to do, and he's been very public about that, rather than him coming down and kind of becoming sort of a stopgap there, you bring in Joe Mazzulla and you say, look, it's your team now. And if you do well, it's your team for the foreseeable future. Maybe Brad Stevens is looking for his version of himself. Brad Stevens took over this team in his mid-30s. Joe Mazzulla right around that same age.
So he's not here. So rather than going down there short term and me trying to fix this thing for a year until I find the guy, I'm going to give this guy an audition year on a team that people are thinking are expecting to win a championship or get back there. That's the biggest issue I have. Like, they better really believe that this guy can handle it, because you can't be burning down a year right now in the NBA. You just can't.
So I read this as, I don't doubt that Mannix got this information from inside the Celtics. This is Brad's guy, okay? This is an assistant who Brad hired back in 2019. He's pretty far down the bench in terms of coaches from the last season under Ime Udoka's staff. He's not an Udoka guy. He's a Brad guy. So he went and he's like, okay, I'm taking this guy. I've been in crisis mode, crisis management mode for the last several days. Now I got to hype this guy up. So I have a championship caliber roster who just went to the finals. They're coming in. I'm saying this isn't a stopgap this year. I believe in this guy so much that we're looking long-term here. That's why we chose him. That's why we're not going outside the building. Don't even call him an interim head coach because this guy's got it. I mean, to me, this is him just kind of pumping the tires on this guy.
Who would be the other option, though? I mean, it was way too late to go outside the organization. You would never do that.
Right, but
I mean, this is just a product of the circumstances, isn't it?
It's essentially, this report is like, don't even throw interim on it. Like, this is the guy that they want. And I don't know if I buy that.
So there are sometimes, you know, some of these situations come up in other sports and there is the interim coach. Do you think this is a situation where the interim part gets removed from his name during the season? Or do they literally wait till the end of the year to do it?
Does that matter?
What do you mean?
I'm just saying.
For this season?
I'm just saying, he's the head coach. Mm-hmm. The Celtics announced they got rid of the interim tag. Well, he's the head coach.
Okay, listen, whenever you have interim in front of any coach and any team at any level, it is looked at as a substitute teacher. Like, hey, the main guy ain't here. We haven't replaced the main guy.
Was Ron Renicki the interim? No, he was just the head manager, right? I hope this is – you just mentioned, like, you know, this late in the year, it's sort of like, you know,
but the door was open for Alex to come back.
Well, the door was open, but, I mean, it wasn't like he was an interim. But I'm just saying, like, that was a very comfortable setting, you know, because it was just – it was so close to the season. Let's keep the guy in here. He's professional. He's done this before. This guy hasn't done it before, and it's comfortable. And I think – unfortunately, I think it's necessary. Luckily, they have a guy that maybe they believe in. Because can you imagine going outside the organization 3 days before camp opens up?
No,
being
no
like,
choice.
Yeah, I'm the new manager. I'm the head coach, rather.
This reads to me as a decision that they made in the last couple of days.
Yeah.
Brad Stevens has been in such crisis management that with Celtics Media Day starting, he was essentially like, all right, I got to start pumping this guy's tires because preseason is starting. And we have to let everyone know that this isn't just a stopgap. This is the guy. I don't know if that necessarily means that they think that he's the guy for the next 3 to 5 years. We'll see.